Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Danny Cannell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Danny Cannell, former college and NFL quarterback. I'm not saying the school. He's a friend of the show. You know, you can hear him on Mad Dog Radio now, too. In addition to all his other broadcast duties, was it Danny and Dusty? Is that the name of the show, Danny? Is it Danny and Dusty?
You got it. Dusty and Danny.
Dusty and Danny. I gave you top billing because you're a friend of the program. Danny comes to us today courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, conference odds, Heisman odds, college football week five lines. Bet Online. Danny Cannell, I'm going to give you an opportunity here at the start to make fun of my beloved Miami Hurricanes if you'd like.
Well, 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 fellas, how times have changed. I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were on here talking about Anthony Richardson, and he's going to be the top pick in the NFL draft, and Tyler Van Dyke is a sure lock to be an NFL stud, and Mario Cristobal is the best hire we've ever seen in college football. And yet, here we are. There is one undefeated team left in the state of Florida, and it resides in Tallahassee, where the Florida State Seminoles have shocked the world to get into the top 25 for the first time in 5 years. It's pretty insane. But I will take this opportunity, because I don't know how long it lasts, to do a little smack talking before the season gets moving along. But it is wild, man. It's a crazy college football scene. I would never thought that Miami and Florida would be 2-2 and Florida State would have been 4-0. I never would have predicted that.
Me neither.
Oh, nobody. Because that is Travis legit? Because I had to come. I had to pull back on Anthony Richardson after I've seen.
Woo! Did he look good in week one, though?
He looked great.
Oh, my God.
Then you had to pull back once they figured him out. And I always talk about that.
I pulled back on Tyler Van Dyke.
They figured him out. Like, yeah. Is Travis legit up there at Florida State, or is he riding a little wave?
Channing, I tell you what, he's Mike Norvell and Alex Atkins, the offensive coordinator, deserve a ton of credit for developing him. And I think that's what I would say to Florida Gator fans and Miami Hurricane fans. Tyler Van Dyke, that one's perplexing, and we can get into that one a little bit later because I think there might be some different issues going on there. Anthony Richardson hasn't played much at Florida. Like, he's still developing. Jordan Travis was a rocky roller coaster who was a great runner, who really wasn't a good quarterback early in his career. But end of last year, really when he took over the team as the starter and Mackenzie Milton wasn't really pushing him and he was given the reins and they started to build an offense around him, he started to excel. Like, you could see improvement. And then this year you've seen a totally different guy who is playing with a ton of confidence. They're giving him great reads. They've really built a system where they're able to utilize his legs, but they're also stressing the field vertically. And you know what else they've got? They've got depth at wide receiver, which they haven't had. So it's like the combination of all of it is coming together at just the right time for Jordan Travis. And I'm so happy for him. He's a great kid and he's worked his tail off. And being a quarterback at any one of these state schools is not easy. You know, the expectation is, oh, you got to be a Heisman Trophy candidate. You got to win national championships. And for all these programs, it's not just the quarterback. So you get a lot of scrutiny. It's tough to play through it. He's done that. And I do think Danning, he has played himself into the conversation of one of the better quarterbacks in the ACC. I don't want to say the best, but he is playing at an elite level right now, as good as anybody for sure statistically. And I just want to see him continue to improve and continue to build on that foundation that they've laid for him, because he's playing really good football right now.
Hey, if you play a game like University of Miami did last Saturday against Middle Tennessee State, you pay a team $1.5 million to come in, you lose to them from the jump. Do you like this bye week, or would you rather be playing this Saturday?
Oh, every time. By the way, you guys played back my guy Rick Stockstill's quote, right? Like
I don't know if we played it, but I did get a little annoyed.
1.5 for 1.6 yards per carry.
It was fair. I mean, I can't. You know, it's Solana's had over me for 3 years, 4 years. FIU beating the University of Miami at Marlins Park, and you know, Middle Tennessee State now can say whatever they want because they came in and they did it. So I got to take it like a man. But if you were playing, would you want this bye week, or would you rather just be out on the field and get that taste out of your mouth?
No. Yeah. Heck no. I would want to get back on the field as soon as you could. I mean, there were a couple times that you never wanted to lose. It was before your bye week. It was the last game of the season. Like, we didn't have an ACC championship game. We played Florida. Like, you know, that was our last game that Thanksgiving weekend. We never wanted to lose to them, because if you did, you had to wait until your bowl game, which was like, felt like it was waiting for an eternity. And then you didn't want to lose your bowl game, because then you had to think about it the whole offseason. I absolutely think you want to get back on the field. Now, I don't think Mario Cristobal would admit that. I don't think any of the Hurricanes would admit that as players. They'll try to tell you, hey, this is a good opportunity to rest. We're going to get healthy. We're going to work hard. We're going to get better. They're going to tell you all those things. But as a player, man, you just want to get back on the field. Like, give me one of those short weeks in the NFL even, where you're coming back on Thursday night. Get back on the field, because that's the only way to erase that taste out of your mouth, that awful taste that comes with losing back-to-back games, is getting back on the field and getting a win. And it's going to be tricky, because North Carolina's got a quarterback in Drake May who I've been blown away by. He can put up some points, and I think it's going to be a lot of pressure on Miami playing at home. How many people do you think will get there, Hawk? You think it'll be like 3,000 or 3,500? Will that be the attendance?
Listen, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna take it, because he earned it. I knew the mood that he was in when he let me ask my question and started with, "Well, well, well." I knew what I was in for, so I'll just sit here and take it.
Dad, is there it's early in the day. They're 2-2. But, like, is there any questioning of Mario Cristobal? Like, they opened the piggy bank. My criticism was Miami's not spending any money, and they went out and spent money. They have Ed Reed's on the sideline. Jason Taylor's on the sideline. Mario, they gave him all that money. Is there any questioning of Mario, or does he really get a pass year so he can build this program?
He definitely gets a pass year. And any fan who thinks there's a mistake there is crazy. And asinine to think that it was a mistake to bring in Mario Cristobal. You got to give him time. You got to give him, when you fire a coach, this is why I'm not a fan of firing coaches in any sport, in any time of the season or anything. You start over. You become a franchise, expansion franchise. And that's essentially what the Hurricanes did again. And you start cycling through these coaches, and you step back in order to go forward. That's the hope, and that's the belief. There is something that I do think is something to keep an eye on. Now, I don't want this to get taken out of context and been like, oh, you know, Kinnell is saying that Tyler Van Dyke is going to leave. But in today's era, when you have a player, and specifically a quarterback, and he is not happy, which I would say getting benched against Middle Tennessee and not having the type of performance that we've seen out of Tyler Van Dyke that he saw last year, I wonder where Tyler Van Dyke's mindset is. And I think it's something to keep an eye on. Like, what is going to happen? Are they going to play Garcia? Because Garcia is really good too. But the Josh Gattis hire I thought was interesting. He was, you know, voted the top assistant of the year when he was at Michigan. But I told a lot of Hurricanes fans, I said it wasn't really his offense that won him that award. It was Jim Harbaugh taking back over the play calling responsibilities and saying, no, we're going to be a little more old school. We're going to be smash mouth. we're going to run the football and play a little more play action, a little bit more traditional. And it worked. And Josh Gattis took a lot of credit for it. And then he comes in there and is kind of bringing back his system, which I don't know if it fits Tyler Van Dyke's skill set as much as Miami fans maybe would like that. Now, good coaches, great coaches, will build a system around the quarterback skill set. And we saw what the best of Tyler Van Dyke was last year. And I think he sees it too. I'm sure Tyler Van Dyke is like, man, I'm better than this. I'm better than these numbers. I'm better than losing to Middle Tennessee. I think it's something to keep an eye on because, again, if you bench a quarterback, if he's not happy, they will not hesitate to enter the transfer portal. And he is an incredibly talented player that they need to make sure they give him the support he needs, they give him the assistant he needs. And it's just something to keep an eye on your radar if you're a Miami Hurricanes fan.
Let's talk about the best college football quarterback to ever come out of Alabama. That, of course, is Tua. Danny Cannell is with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, conference odds, Heisman odds, and college football Week 5 lines. Dolphins, Bengals tonight. Are you impressed with Tua through three games?
How can you not be? I mean, I think that's the only way to answer that question is I don't care how critical you were of him. How can you not be? Did you do that on purpose? Like, were you throwing shade at Jalen Hurts? Because he did play at Alabama.
I was throwing shade at every quarterback that's coming out of Alabama because I'm sure I could go over the list and come up with some. With some arguments. But I haven't seen Jalen Hurts do against Baltimore or Buffalo because I remember looking at their schedule, and I don't think it's nearly as tough as the Dolphins was.
No. It's been phenomenal. He's over-delivered on what I think even the most optimistic Tua fan who may – and I did not realize this. I didn't realize what a real thing Tuanon, like, is.
Oh, look out, brother.
You know, holy cow. And I don't know if that's leading the charge, but Tua, for whatever reason, I think he's the most polarizing quarterback in the NFL. Like, because when you do this, like when people online, a movement like Tuanon attacks people like analysts that cover the NFL, they almost like don't like the player then. So then you get these Tua haters, which I don't like because I don't think there's any validity to their statements, especially the way he silenced them. And then it just becomes like every throw is hyper-analyzed. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, like this means he's the best. This means he's a bust. And I see it more with Tua than any quarterback in the NFL. Maybe it's because I live in South Florida and I follow more Florida accounts. I don't know what it is. But how can you not be impressed with what he's done? I mean, he has over-delivered on what Mike McDaniels wanted him to do. He's showcased now. I know it was controversial. And I know he took that hit. And was it his back? Was it his ankle? Was it the concussion? I actually love the fact that he came back in the game because I do think the one thing that probably concerned me the most that we didn't talk about was him, his durability and being able to play a 17-game schedule and stay healthy. That to me was a big middle finger to anybody like myself who's questioning that. And again, it's not questioning toughness. It's just, it's tough in the NFL. Your body has to be built a certain way. Some guys, I mean, look at Joey Bosa's out again, Christian McCaffrey's out again. Like there are some guys that, for some reason, find themselves on injury reports more so than others. And I thought that was huge for Tua to respond, to come back in, to close out the game, to get a win. He has the game against the Ravens where he brings them back. Like, and I thought that game was really the one game that would silence his critic the most because when you have a performance like that, that is always the ace in your back pocket. Like if somebody says you don't have the arm strength, you say, go look at the third and long to throw to Jalen Waddle. If you say, well, you know, you can't put the team on his back and win, go put in the tape of the fourth quarter against the Ravens. Like, he's answered every critic to a T and said, all right, this, and this. You said I couldn't do it. I just did it. And there is like a little bit of caution. Like, we've seen quarterbacks flash before in small, you know, windows and show signs and then kind of fizzle. I think Tua is showing he's the real deal. If I keep rooting for him, I hope he is because I think it's great for Miami. I think it's great for the Dolphins and a ton of pressure on him because he was given every tool to succeed. He's taking it and running away with it. I'm happy for him.
And Danny, like you said, with the small window, like guys can have two or three good weeks. So, you know, you don't want to get too high on Tua. But on the other hand, on the other side of it, like I've seen McDaniel, that 3rd and 22 you're talking about, the Waddle, I think 90% of coaches run a draw there and just try to get field position. And he really drew up a play, and I think he knew they were going to be in cover two. He set down the guy on the middle linebacker so that Waddle could run the post, the corner post, and hit. Like, I kept calling it poetry in motion after it happened. Like, are you sold on McDaniel being a good coach? Because it's only been a couple weeks, but I am so impressed by Mike McDaniel.
I am too. And then you start hearing some of these stories about the way he coaches and the kind of unique aspect, the way he sees things very differently. He does feel like a savant when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. So I've been thoroughly impressed with what he's given. I totally agree with you on that 3rd and long. And to his credit, he's coached up to sit that backer down, like to hold the safety over on that side of the field. Like, he's doing the little things with his eyes and his footwork. And then you look at the formations that Mike McDaniels, that he's drawing up and getting mismatches and finding guys in coverage and, you know, just and scheming for his best players to put him in great positions to succeed. It's incredible. Now, here's the thing I always need to see, and I'm curious to know what you guys think too. Channing, I'm sure you would say this for sure. You never really know what you get with a coach or a quarterback specifically until you get smacked in the face with some adversity. Like, what happens when Tua has another game where he throws 3 picks and 1 touchdown and they lose because of him? Like, how does he respond? Same thing with Mike McDaniel. What happens if they lose 2 games in a row? How does he respond? How do the players respond to him? Because right now, we are very much in the honeymoon phase for everybody, right? You're 3-0. Everybody loves it. It's ha-ha. He's funny. He's got great quotes. And it's awesome. Everybody loves him. What happens when your own fans start to question, when you start getting more adversity? That's the only thing we haven't seen from Mike McDaniel yet. And, you know, we've only seen one team run the table. So, you know, it's coming. There's going to be some tough times. There's going to be some players maybe at some point that, you know, get frustrated with not getting the ball, or, you know, what if we do lose to a team we weren't supposed to, and McDaniel has to come in hard on him, or he has to do something that's different that he hasn't had to do yet. That to me is kind of when you see, all right, is this guy the real deal? Because he looks like he's passed every test so far. But what happens when you need to, like, give a tough message to a team that needs to hear it? That to me is always the barometer. Just like a quarterback, you got to see how he responds in a game where, you know, you played awful. How do you bounce back?
But you did kind of face adversity week 2 in the Baltimore game. I mean, you had a whole
for
half,
sure,
almost 3/4 worth of adversity, and they kept grinding. We were impressed with Mike McDaniel on that one, because most coaches, in my estimation, would have been happy to run out the clock in the 4th quarter, and he was trying to win. So I think he got maybe a glimpse of how they'll deal with adversity, because they did face some.
But there is a different, Hawk, there is a different, like, and I don't, they are an underdog tonight, which I actually kind of like the Dolphins, especially if it's over 3, like 3.5. I like the Dolphins tonight. But let's just say they lose this week. Then it's like, all right, what happened? Then if they somehow laid an egg versus the Jets and they're 3-2 and everything, like, they would still be okay. Then you start seeing adversity. You know, like, and then articles are written. Hey, is Mike McDaniel too young? Is he too loose? Like, everyone will find, they'll start nitpicking, they'll look for things. I mean, that's what we do as a society, especially in sports. You build people up and then you tear them down. I hate it, but it's what we do. And that will be like a very real scenario that could unfold. They might win both games. They might. I mean, that's a possibility too. But at some point, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Like, if it was a sprint, they'd have the gold medal and they'd be standing on the pedestal and we'd be, you know, cheering for them. But it is a 17-game grind that goes with ebbs and flows and ups and downs, and you got to withstand all of it. And again, I think you're 100% right. They were down. It looked like a lot of teams would have thrown in the towel and said, man, just get us out of here. Give me my paycheck. Let's go to the next week. They clawed back. They kept fighting and they won. But it is a different animal when you start dealing with more significant adversity, which I do think they will face at some point this season.
I mean, you believe this, Danny Cannell? He's got them losing to the Jets. I mean, this is what he does. This is what Cannell does.
I think that was hypothetical.
He comes in with the well, and now he's got them losing to the Jets. I mean, nothing with this guy.
Are you signaling? what you're doing, you're signaling to QAnon. You're sending out the signal, and now my Twitter feed is just gonna. I'm gonna have to log off Twitter for like a week, for 2 weeks.
Cannell says Tua blows game against Jets. Will he even play Week 6? You know, I mean, this Danny Cannell, unbelievable. Danny Cannell is with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, conference odds, Heisman odds, and college football Week 5 line. So you like the Dolphins getting the points tonight?
I do. I really do. I think this will be a good opportunity for the bounce back. I'm a little bit worried about the defense having been on the field for those 90 plays in the heat, short week. I'm kind of concerned about the game plan that might have been revealed at Cincinnati with this game film being leaked and, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals getting some looks at formation.
Did you see the latest news? I just saw a tweet from Tom Pelissero that says the Dolphins noticed people watching their walkthrough Wednesday in Cincinnati, so they made a sly adjustment. All the clips circulating on Twitter have 12 players on offense. Fake plays, fake routes on real plays. Either way, Mike McDaniel and company staying one step ahead. So maybe they knew that they were getting taped. They put 12 people out there and said, okay, figure this out, smart guys.
That would be – I really hope that's true. Because if so, it's like one more sign that Mike McDaniel's this evil genius, like savant type of mind. That would be so great too. But that makes me even like the Dolphins more then. Here's the thing. Burrow has still been sacked more than any other quarterback. Carson Wentz has been sacked 15 times as well. But, like, are we sure they figured out their offensive line issues because they beat the Jets? And looking at the way the Dolphins' defense got after Josh Allen, I think they could make it a little bit of a long night for Joe Burrow, who is an incredibly talented player. I still think this game will be tight towards the end. But, again, if you give me over a field goal for the Dolphins, I'll go ahead and snatch those points all day long.
Yeah, we're taking that tonight.
Yeah.
There you go, Danny Cannell from Bet Online. You know how to watch the game tonight, right, Danny? You know how to watch Thursday night football nowadays?
Yeah, I asked my 15-year-old daughter how to do it. No, I'm just kidding. I know how to do it. Come on, all I'm right. not that old. But I'm it is checking. A pain. There are some things that are kind of a pain because I like to tweet and stuff while I'm doing it, and I had to figure out how to minimize the window but keep up the feed. It was a little bit. But overall,
well, you're watching it on your phone? You're watching the game. Why don't you watch it on a TV?
Well,
because I'm at
that?
A hotel in New York City for work. Well, that's another like little thing you don't think about. I'm at a hotel. Like they don't all hotels don't have it, so it's kind of a pain.
I like to flip around the channels when I'm watching TV, and I can't do that when I'm watching Amazon. It forces you to watch the commercials.
Yeah,
you know, it's
I don't
not
even know how to watch high definition on these Thursday games. I'm lost, Danny. You're older than me a little bit. I'm lost, bro.
The other way to watch it, I've been telling listeners, Danny, the other way to watch it is through your Ring doorbell. You could stare right into it. You'll be fine. All right? Just give you a little advice. Danny Cannell there, notorious to a hater. And UM basher. We'll see you, Danny.
Florida State, your 23rd ranked team in the country, 4-0.
Well, in the top 25.
Those are facts, though, Hawk. He is speaking facts.
He is speaking facts. No, I have to take it. I'm taking it like a man. Listen, UM earned that. I was at that Middle Tennessee State game. They earned this segment from Danny Cannell.
Yes.
Thank you, Danny. We'll see you, man.
See ya. 1.5 for 1.6. See ya.
Just taking a little snipe on the way out. There you go, Danny Cannell. We're going to wrap things up here in a minute because the Dolphins pregame is getting ready to roll.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.